Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise God. I am living my journey of purpose. I'm living it. And I thank God for that on today. There is a difference in living and just existing. And I have learned how to live. I've learned how to live, and the secret to my success is Jesus. I've learned how to live through him. For years, I existed for everybody else, but had no idea how to live this life for me. Praise God. But I found out one day, I met Jesus just as Paul met him on the Damascus Road. Well, I met him too. Oh, praise God. And what a day. What a day. What a life. What a life. And it has not been all cake and ice cream. But through it all, I have learned how to live this life. And so that's what makes me a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I practice the God habit and praise God. And then the Lord let me know who I am so I don't have to worry about running anybody else's race. I run the race that the Lord has set before me. He told me that I am a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service souls. So the way that he's given me to service souls is through encouragement. And this broadcast is just one of the ways that the Lord has given me to encourage others. So I praise God that as you're listening to this today, that you will be encouraged to do whatever it is. We're coming up to Resurrection Sunday, and praise God, Jesus did that just for us. Praise God. He died, but he rose again, and he did it just for us out of his love for Daddy. He said, I came to do the will of my Father, and he did. And so we each, we're representatives of God. We're representatives. I said that he's given us a carte blanche on his card because we are now representatives of his. So we want to do our very best in the things that we do on God's program. So I am loving it. I am encouraged to live this practice life. So I am so glad that you have joined me on today. And for a few minutes, we are going to talk about it's a cover-up. Yes, it's a cover-up. We're always trying to cover up sin. And ever since it got started in the garden, where it all started, we have followed the pattern, and we try to cover up sin. It's a cover-up. But before we go there, let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will talk for a few minutes about this cover-up. Praise God. Praise God. Gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You are great in our lives, and you're worthy of every one of our praises, and we give them to you. We ask and we thank you for your anointing on today. This, for it is a cover-up. Praise God, and we just thank you for it right now. But Lord, bless us as we go through your word on today. And you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. And amen and amen. So it's a cover-up. And ever since, like I said, in the garden, it started there with Adam and Eve covering up. And so my text on today is from Genesis 3 and starting at that 8th verse. And I tell you, once, have you ever tried to cover up something or hide something? And if you didn't eventually come out with the truth about it, you had to tell another cover-up to cover up that cover-up. And you continually to tell cover-up tales to cover up the last cover-up. So, it's a cover-up. So, the 8th verse says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. It's a cover-up. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Now, ain't that something? Think about that. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And when we do wrong, when we are wrong, we do. We don't want God to see us. If we could truly hide, we would. But how many of you know that nothing is hid from the Lord? Whatever you do in the dark, God will bring it. It'll come to the light. It'll come to the light. But they hid. They call themselves hiding. Hiding from God. They call themselves hiding from God. We can't hide from God. But they tried it. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. How many times, you know, have we tried to hide from the things that we've done or things that we're doing? We don't want nobody else to know it. And we think, I don't know what we think when we be doing it, that God don't see us, but he do. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where art thou? God talks to us because a part of us, we're made in his image. And so we're made in his image. And so when he made us, a part of him leaped into us. So that part of us that's God, it that conscience part talks to us. Unless our conscience have been seared. And so we don't want our conscience to become seared. We want to stay in the presence of the Lord so that he can give us what to do, how to do. But it's a cover up. And it didn't just start now. It didn't just start with you or me, but it started back in the garden. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. Oh, don't we hear the Lord speaking to us in our conscience? And I was afraid because I was naked. We are naked before the Lord. I don't care how much hiding we try to do. God sees us. He sees our heart. He sees what we've done, what we're doing. And according to his word, he knows right or wrong that we did. And he don't always punish us right away. But down the road, it's coming. It's coming. So it's good for us to repent. Don't try to cover it up. Don't try to hide it. God knows about it. And so I'm not going to be able to finish all of the scriptures on today, but it's Genesis 3, 8 through 15. I want you to read that for yourself and think about it. About, are you covering up sin? Or would you like to sing the song with me, Search Me, Lord, and if you find anything that should not be, take it out and straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Search me, Lord, and it won't be a cover-up. But we want to please God. Our prayer today, thank you, Lord, that you see all and know all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Don't cover it up, but give it up to God. Repent and be made whole again. All right. All right. Until the next time, we sing Be Fabulous. Bye-bye now.